читайте.
Ничего не говорите.
Говорите.
Ничего не печатайте.
Phone calls to 08700 100 100, emails john.peel@bbc.co.uk. And here's the second tune from the band In Session. Apparently there are hundreds, possibly even thousands of correct answers coming in. Students for you, I guess. But keep sending them anyway, because, as I say, Marianne Hobbs will be drawing out the names of the lucky winners when she arrives in the adjoining studio. That was Belle and Sebastian. They're In Session tonight. Their first for us in 3 years, as everyone keeps pointing... Well, as I keep pointing out, the magic of a kind word in brackets for Papa John, in close brackets, Belle, it seems to say here. Can that possibly be right? Is that the right title of it? Is that the right title?
No, it's just
No Bell.
No Bell.
I wonder where that came from. Oh, I see, that's the computer failing to put in Bell and Sebastian. I see, because it can't have that many letters in a title. That's hardly confusing at all, is it, really? The Magic of a Kind Word for Papa John is the title of that. And this is Dub Syndicate.
Togetherness, you know, talking about togetherness, I'm not teach about the love, you know, them teach about peace, and peace is a fraction, and we need to come together, trust me. We need to come together. Talk about peace and love. Talking about togetherness. I'm not teaching about no love, you know, but teach about peace, and peace is a fraction. Talking about togetherness. People, what we need is to really unify ourselves. Talk about peace and love. Holy Savior. This is not a mercy talking about togetherness, talking about togetherness. And we need to come together, trust me. I teach about the love, you know, them teach about peace, and peace is a fraction. Talking about togetherness, you know. People, what we need is to really unify ourselves. God, talk about peace and love. Talking about togetherness. And we need to come together. Holy Savior. This is not a mercy talking about togetherness. We need to come together. Just talking about togetherness. This is talking about togetherness. Just Holy Savior. People, what we need is to really unify ourselves. God, talk about peace and love. Teach about the love, you know, them teach about peace, and peace is a fraction. Talking about togetherness, you know. But we need to come together, just talking about togetherness. Talk about peace and love. Talking about togetherness, you know.
That's from an LP on Acres of Space, no, on Lion and Roots Records. It's called Acres of Space, Dub Syndicate, and that was Togetherness. As far as I know, the phone calls are continuing and more names have been taken down. The emails continue to pour in for the four pairs of tickets to see Belle and Sebastian at the Royal Festival Hall at the end of the month. And what have I got for you now? Oh, well, I mean, despite the fact that we've been away and last week's programmes were sort of pretty much pre-recorded, really, because, as I'm sure many of you gathered, because I was at that very moment thundering south with the pig at my side and listening to loads of CDs, as I pointed out earlier on. Alas, we forgot to take with us the LP by Ronnie Renau. Which, of course, that quite clearly isn't. Sorry about that. This is Ronnie. Thank you. And for those of you who are worried, and I know there are plenty of you, that of course this LP will eventually run out. There are only 26 tracks on it, but we're only halfway through, so we've got at least a few more weeks of Ronnie Ranald from the LP. EMI presents the magic of Ronnie Ranald, and then I start looking for some of his more obscure records, B-sides and bits and pieces like that, unreleased. Soldiers in the Park was the uplifting title of that, and this is the record of which I gave you a slight and involuntary foretaste. Two whistling records in a row. I mean, what kind of a programme would you get that on other than this one? That's Gasker, and it's from an LP called Telescopio. I have a sixth sense as to what that might mean. And that's on Elephant Records out of Madrid. Vacations is the title of the track. And let me remind you, because I haven't mentioned it previously, but tomorrow night we've got a session, the debut session on the programme, from Meanwhile Back in Communist Russia. And then on Thursday night, there's a Sonar special in which this programme incorporates One World. And I'm sure the people at One World think that they're incorporating this programme. But either way, there's a four-hour special, and it will feature the Yonder Boy Quartet, from Hungary, Isolay from Germany, Panoptica from Mexico, Fauna Flash Germany, Richie Horton, Canada, Leda from here, Jeff Mills from the United States of America, me from Stowmarket, and other bits and pieces. You'll get most of my set, but not all of it, rather. I'm rather outraged by that, because it was a bit of a storm. It did go down well, didn't it, actually, Nate? It was quite well received. I was rather embarrassed. Embarrassed and surprised. I did rock the house, yes. I was embarrassed and rather surprised. But why isn't it that? Why aren't they getting the benefit of the whole magic thing?
They might do.
All right, OK, fair enough. All right. I also, in addition to be getting lots of free records whilst I was in Casablanca, Barcelona, bought one or two, and this is one of the two, in fact. It's from Pascal Comalad, and the track has got, I don't know what it means at all, absolutely no idea at all, but it's called Arthur Craven Was a Floor Fiender. What does that mean? Most entertaining stuff, I think, and that comes from a record label, G3G Records, from Barcelona, Spain, that very Barcelona. And the tune itself was called Arthur Craven Was a Floor Fiender. Who knows what it means? By Pascal Comalad, who I think is, as his name implies, more French, perhaps, than Spanish. And in the course of this LP, he does cover versions of a couple of Bob Dylan songs, a Jonathan Richman song, and a Ray Davis song, and other bits and pieces besides, said he rather vaguely. Quite a few of these will get played in the programme, because I rather like this LP. We've got another competition, actually, not tonight. We were going to do it tonight, but it just would have been too complicated. So we'll have it in tomorrow night's programme for people who are perhaps disappointed at not winning Belle and Sebastian tickets. Although I should love to give you all Belle and Sebastian tickets. Quite clearly this is out of the question. But the funniest book that I've read in a very long time is Well-Remembered Days by Arthur Matthews. And we've got some copies of that to give away. There's some argument about exactly how many there are, but we'll sort that out tomorrow and have a competition tomorrow. And you will laugh like a drain. I laughed so much when I was reading it in bed that the pig actually feared for my health and safety. Thought I was going to expire in the course of it. And I was getting quite worried myself, to be honest. This is Pugwash. We'll be right back. This is a 12-inch on Liquid Records by Pugwash. It's called Boomerang. And I think time for us to draw a halt to the emails and phone calls from people wanting to win the 4 pairs of tickets to see Bell and Sebastian at the Albert Hall, principally because we've run out of paper on which to print out the answers. There might be some electronic way, I suppose, in which Marianne Hobbs could make her decision, but we can't think of it and don't know how to do it, so it's down to paper for us. Entire forests in Scandinavia have been laid waste just so that people can get tickets to see Bell and Sebastian. Rather shocking. So let's have another tune from that Bell and Sebastian section. Don't forget, none of these tracks are going to be available on either of the EPs to be issued this year. This one's called Nothing in the Silence.
Treatance of your words is the last thing you'd expect, but there's danger in assuming that she's being direct. Take a look behind her eyes and you will see that she knows nothing of silence. Silence can only come from me.
Bell and Sebastian in session, and that's called Nothing in the Silence. One more from them before the end of the programme, and hopefully by then Marianne Hobbs will be in to draw out the names of the winners. The tension is well nigh unbearable. And as we flew across France, both hither and yon, with Barcelona, you know, as our destination, obviously, or not on the way back. I wish I hadn't started on that. But the one CD which kept going round and round and round and round in the car was, I suppose that's what CDs do, actually, basically, was that by the Detroit Cobras, Life, Love and Leaving on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. And George Forsyth has emailed, or emailed a day or so ago, to say, is the album available in the UK? What is the title and catalogue number? I think it's available as an import. In fact, I know it is. It's Sympathy for the Record Industry, SFTRI 635, and the LP is Life, Love and Leaving. And this is Let's Forget About the Past.
Let's forget about the past, 'cause it can't be undone. I realize now you're the only one. Let's forget about the past. I knew I was wrong. Give me one more chance. Take me back where I belong. I ran from pillar to post. Oh, when you coming home, yeah, I've had my murder dose. Let's forget about the past. Yeah.
very big-eyed beans from Venus Guitar on that. That's Radiohead, of course, from the LP Amnesiac. Nothing wrong with that, let me tell you. I might be wrong as the title, as I'm sure you know before know by now. Before that, it was the Detroit Cobras on Sympathy for the Record Industry Records. Let's forget about the past. And in tomorrow night's programme, the last and, I think, best track on the LP, which I've already played twice because I couldn't resist the temptation to do so. Right, here's another one of the records that we brought back. I say we, I mean, you know that I, let's face facts, brought back from Casablanca, Barcelona, and this is by Cielo. Vamos a caminar por la ciudad. Hacemos y recordemos lo que vivimos los dos. Vamos luego a bailar a aquel lugar donde entre música y besos nos conocimos los dos. Luego nos iremos por el parque a la oscuridad y descubriremos cosas nuevas en el boulevard. That's another one on Elephant Records. Vamos a Caminar is the title of that. And it's by Cielo, I think. That sounds more Italian, really, but C-I-E-L-O. And until somebody tells me differently, I shall continue to pronounce it Cielo. And Marianne Hobbs has turdied up. That's not right at all, is it?
Easy.
Yeah. Let's see whether one of these microphones... I am very, very tired, though. Now, that microphone seems to work.
Yeah, does it?
It does, yeah, that's very good. Right, in the well-established, amateurish, whatever, of this programme, we're now going to draw the names of the winners. That's the rustling effects. There you go. That is so feeble.
And do you want to do the question first?
Oh, yeah, before you get on to that, I should mention this. If you've got an RDS, I don't understand what it is I'm saying here, to be honest, but it says, if you've got an RDS or digital radio, fiddle around, you can get track listings from this programme live. Thanks to Catherine from New Media, who's doing that at this very moment. Fiddle around doesn't really sound like the kind of precise instruction that we like to give here on Radio 1. What does fiddle around mean? Do you know what this means at all?
I'm absolutely clueless on the fiddling around front, to be honest, John.
But what are you trying to say, Nasha? Just fiddle around. Okay. It doesn't sound good enough to me. But anyway, the question was, what is the name of the French author who created the original characters, Belle and Sebastian? And we're going to have two telephone winners and two email winners. The answer, by the way, was Cecile Aubrey. I didn't know that, I must admit, but and I'm ashamed that I didn't. But, Marianne, would you like to draw out a couple of winners?
Here we go.
All right, we've done that. We've done it. Don't overplay your hand.
The winners are Cassidy Parker in Manchester, Melanie Russell in Edinburgh, and then we have Sarah from the phones and also Matthew from the phones.
That's a little imprecise as well. That's,
it is, isn't it?
You've got the phone numbers, though. Those have hundreds of Sarahs and Matthews descending on Broadcasting House. And a great deal of embarrassment. Thanks very much, Marianne. And since we've got this microphone working, you might as well tell us what you got in your programme later on tonight. I know a bit about it because Lammo was going on. You got some kind of joint competition going with him.
Yeah, well, Ozfest, as is traditional, it's absolutely scintillating stuff on the Box Show tonight.
I would expect nothing else. But it involves San Bernardino, my old stomping ground.
We're going to pick one winner and they're going to take not one but three of their mates to Ozfest in America to San Bernardino. Which is quite a terrific prize, I think, and they get to shake
hands. I'd like to go. I mean, not for the event, to be perfectly honest, but to go back to San Bernardino.
The surfing.
I was wondering, no, it's inland, Marianne, actually. trying to surf there would result in bruising and cuts and abrasions, I think. But I was on the radio there for 18 months. K-Man, I was one of the K-Man, San Bernardino.
Wow, really?
Oh, yes, I've seen life.
Do you know the most extraordinary thing, just on that note? Ozzy Osbourne, whenever he's on stage, adopts an American accent. Did you adopt an American accent when you were broadcasting?
Not at all, because part of my job was to be English. Yeah. So I actually was more English than... but then, by the time I got to California, to be honest, people are getting a bit bored with that as well. They might, because every radio station in kind of Tornado Alley, in the centre of the states, you know, when I was working in Texas and Oklahoma City, they all had English DJs, except none of them were English. I've said this before, but they're all called James Bond, and they were all Canadian, and they all claimed to be Ringo's cousin. Why poor Ringo? I don't know. So they'd go on there, "Hi there, it's James Bond here from Liverpool, England, and I was on the phone to my cousin Ringo this morning, and hey, listen, the band's really excited coming over here," and you think, get off! Anyway, so anything else about the programme, Marianne?
Yeah, I also had an absolutely intoxicating conversation with Iggy Pop yesterday. And there's a whole 40 minutes of it that we're going to sort of stick on air at about 1 o'clock in the morning. I've never met him before and he's always been one of my great heroes. And he was utterly charming and incredibly eloquent. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to playing that out a bit later on.
He didn't wave his willy at you. That's one of those things.
No, tragically not. You know.
Well, maybe next time, eh? This is from the White Stripes.
We'll be right back. tell you what he loves the most. And you know.
As I feel obliged to say after that, Them's coming over in July, and they're going to be doing a live programme from our Maida Vale studios, and we will almost certainly have an exciting competition which you, yes you, could win to come and see the White Stripes playing live. That was from the forthcoming LP, White Blood Cells. It hasn't yet forthcome, has it? I mean, it's... okay. Dead Leaves and the Dirty Ground was the title of that. And we're trying to find out the surnames of the, whatever they were called, Matthew... What were they called? The people
Matthew
who...
and Sarah.
Matthew and Sarah who won, because there are probably hundreds of Matthews and tens of thousands of Sarahs who think it could be them. This is another track that I bought back from Barcelona, and it's on Fragile Records, which I think is Brazilian or Argentinian, I forget which, but I'll check it while I'm playing you the tune, which is called Boquitas Pintadas. Thank you. The emails continue to pour in. That was another track from Spain. Actually, it wasn't really. It was from Argentina, but I mean, I picked it up in Spain, and it's on Fragile Records. It's by Leandro Fresco. Boquitas Pintadas is the title of it. And there'll be an analysis, really, and more examples of the records released by that label in One World on Thursday, which is part of a kind of four-hour spectacular incorporating this programme. Well, we're incorporating it. We're not quite sure yet. And we found out that the Sarah who won the two tickets to see Belle and Sebastian was Sarah McCrory, but Matthew isn't answering his phone, but he lives with Tom and Claire. This much we do know. I don't know. It's like hospital radio, seems... anyway, not that I've got anything. I'm not putting down hospital radio, but I mean they sound like models of professionalism and expertise by comparison. Louise in Southend has said referenced text on the stereo, and people have been trying to explain this to me in words of one syllable, and I must admit that I felt one of my sick headaches coming on. But Louise says, I only just realised my stereo could do it this afternoon, and it's been handed this evening. Well done. So Kath from our new media department. Is it like an entire wing of the BBC now, new media? But thanks for doing it. And she's still doing it now. And here's an email from a day or so ago, too, from DK, Davy King, I think. It says, we love Pig's Big 78. It is your best feature. When can your Finnish programme be heard? A bit of a leap of the imagination there. Well, it's on a. I think it's on a Wednesday evening. Well, a Wednesday night, actually. It's one of those programmes, rather like that series that I did for Channel 4, that, what's it called? Sounds of the Suburbs, which every single edition of the programme was slightly later than the one that preceded it, and a continuity announcer would come on and say, next week's programme at the slightly later time of... and they were drifting backwards through the schedule, which seems to indicate, seemed at the time to indicate a lack of confidence, and as the fact they didn't ask us to do any more, it actually was a lack of confidence. Anyway, Pigs Big 78.
Eat More Fruit by the Star Syncopators, directed by Wag Alley.